good. Okay, so first of all, Rebbetzin Zemira, don't kid yourself. No one's here for me. Just say the word katzefet and the people will come. It's just an incredible thing. And now I'm about to share with you something new, some of the ideas you may know, you should know, but I'm going to package it with something new. And I think that for this group, it is a perfect message to get you into the mindset for the Chag that's coming in 2 days. So what do we get on Shavuos? What actually do we get on Shavuos? Duh, we got the Torah, right? So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, used to always say we got two things. We got the Torah and we got David HaMelech. So I want to explain to you what that means in context of 2023. Once upon a time, Adam HaRishon, meaning Adam and Chava, they messed up the great sin. And afterwards, the Yalkut Shemini brings down the following conversation. Adam HaRishon says, I see a man that's going to live for 3 hours. Hashem, can you give me a gift and let him live for 70 years? Hashem says yes. And the deal is that Adam HaRishon has to die 70 years younger. So Adam is Aleph Dalet Mem, is Adam, David, Mashiach. This is basically the act two. This is the what?
Gilgul.
This is the second version of how Hashem's going to run his world. Originally, it's the take two. Originally, Adam HaRishon was supposed to live forever, meaning that you and I were supposed to be eternal, and naturally we are that way. But everything got messed up, so what happens is that we need a new system to get back to the original plan in the Garden of Eden. So who's going to do that for us? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, as the Gemara brings down, it's a famous quote. It says he was Hikim Oel Shel Tshuva. He's the one that fixed the way to do tshuva, meaning when things get messed up, that's when David HaMelech comes in. So we just translate it for you in the language of our class today, is that Har Sinai, we got the Torah for the way things should be, and we got David HaMelech to fix things when things go off the path. And once again, without going into all the depth, Har Sinai, we recreated the Garden of Eden. In Har Sinai, you and I became once again Adam and Chava before the Chait. In Har Sinai, we once again had the opportunity to live forever and ever and ever. That is the power of Nasav and Nishma when we got the two crowns. At Har Sinai, we got what was called Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Ish Echad Belev Echad. That Ish Echad is Adam and Chava. That is that we became Adam and Chava. We solidified and became one person. All of Klal Yisrael recreated themselves to become that one person. At Har Sinai, we became healed. There's a famous thing. When you were little children, we all heard that at Har Sinai, everyone got healed. So the blind could see and the crippled could walk. I don't know, you picture as a kid, it's some kind of some fairy comes and with some magic wand and says, here, shh. And he said, you can see now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, that's the wrong religion. I just said, whatever. No, that's not what happened at all. That is not what happened at all. Because we were back in the Garden of Eden, so by definition, all sickness disappears. Meaning, I have a granddaughter, Princess Khani. Some of you may, you know Princess Khani. You should follow her on Instagram, by the way. She's an Instagram model. She has an extra chromosome. So they call it Down syndrome. Thing about Princess Khani that at Har Sinai, so that was removed. So you got to see her natural state. Everyone went back to their natural perfection that they had at Har Sinai. Everyone became a supermodel. Everyone became a picture of health because that's how Hashem created us originally. It's only sin, it's only chait that messes us up. So at Har Sinai, we did everything right. We were ready to get the story right once again. And then we messed up. And once again, we find ourselves with the sin of the golden calf. Once again, we've messed up and we need, once again, David HaMelech to somehow get us back and to reintroduce the way it's supposed to be and to reintroduce the journey of how to get back to the Garden of Eden. So again, let me just summarize what I've said so far because the next part of my presentation is crucial. Har Sinai, we were back in the garden once again. Everything was perfect. those of you that have the minhag to cover your house with flowers, a beautiful minhag. So the Zohar brings down that those flowers came from where? Exactly. The Garden of Eden. Well, it wasn't imported by Interflora from the Garden of Eden. It became the Garden of Eden, and therefore by definition, what we inhaled over there with the sense of the Garden of Eden. It's something incredibly powerful. We were there. We messed up again. And once again, Adam Arishon's request that 70 years of his life should be given to David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one that fixes things and gets us back to the place that we need to be. So, let's talk about what happened at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, basically, Aseres HaDibros. That's what happened. We know, it was, the Ramban brings down, that Hashem also gave us the 613 commandments orally, how to perform them. He gave us the 13 principles of how to study a pasuk, a verse in the Torah, etc. But the main show was the 10 Dibros. Is that right? We've got it right? It was the 10 Dibros. We also know that when God created the world the first time, we had 10 ma'amoros, right? 10 utterances. Somebody said utterances. It's very hard to say that in a sentence, especially if you're a public speaker. I prefer to say ma'amoros than utterances. Utterances. Whatever. Okay? It's all good. What's the difference between an amira and a dibur? What's the difference between an amira and a dibur? So, many ways to say this, but for this class, amira is an announcement. When you say something, you don't have to listen. When you say something, you say an amira, you are saying something, and it doesn't have to be dependent on who's listening. Dibur, by definition, is always two directions. Dibur is always a conversation. That is the essential difference between amira and dibur. When Hashem created the world, he unleashed the power of creation. Adam HaRishon had not been created yet. But when it came to the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem says, today is not like any other day. Today I have a partner. And Shlomo Melech said, today is Hashem's wedding day. Who is his partner? Klal Yisrael. How does that work? Simple. Because we were Adam and Chava before the Chait, meaning we were essentially Hashem's breath surrounded by a guf, by a body. So Hashem's breath is what defined us, and therefore by definition we can relate to God. Normally, the way we are today, our neshama is not so dominant. Our faces do not shine like Moshe Rabbeinu's face under the mask. So we're very physical and we're very earthly, and the idea of marrying God sounds very Catholic. It doesn't really make sense. It doesn't really work out for us. It makes more sense, especially today, it's probably legal in America, it makes more sense to marry your duck, whatever it is, or your rabbit. But to marry Hashem, beyond space, beyond time, everything. But at Har Sinai, we're in the garden. At Har Sinai, we are back in that state of perfection where our neshama meant that we were shining. Adam HaRishon and Chava before the Chait, they literally could see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. It's another way of saying that they were expressing everything that a human being can express when your neshama is in control. That's what marries Hashem. And Hashem says, from now onwards, you and I have a marriage. How does a marriage work? So what's the first thing you guys learn? You have married people over here. What's the first thing you learn about marriage? What's the golden word? Communication. It's all about, yeah, that's right. Communicate. I always feel sorry for your gender. Because men tend to speak like in grunts. It's very hard to explain. But whatever it is. But there we go. It's about communication. So Hashem says, I'm giving you 10 dibros. I'm talking to you. But you have to talk back to me, and that's the way it's going to be. So dibur works on two levels. The first level is the dibur of the Torah itself. So when we study Torah, we're giving over diburim back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that work? That's not for now. I want to talk about another type of dibur. There's another type of dibur, which means that in our lives, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, we are, like in every good marriage, in constant conversation with Hashem. So this is how it works. You wake up in the morning, and the very first thing that comes out of your mind is what? Out of your mouth is what? Moda ani lefenecha. Thank you, Hashem, for another day. You start off, and just like if you have a good marriage, the first thing you say is good morning to your spouse. Not in my marriage. If my wife would talk to me before coffee, not a good thing. But this is our own personal problems, which I happen to be sharing with the whole world. But in general, communicate. Okay, there's rules of communicating with Hashem. You open up your mouth, you say Moda Ani. You look at your hands, and you realize that your hands can make an impact in the world. You say, thank you, Hashem. I can elevate the word with my hands. These are the opening moments of your day. You look at your body, you realize the genius of your body. You say Ashiyatza. You realize you have an Hashama Lakai Hashama. And then you go through your morning blessings. This is the first half hour of your day. And you realize you have eyes and clothing, and you talk to Hashem and say, Akash Baruch Hu, I see you. You can't hide from me. Akash Baruch Hu, I see you everywhere. Psukah de Zimra reminds you to be in touch with nature. You say Birkas Samairis. Every time you see a sunrise, you and I are obligated to see God and to celebrate it with Birkas Samairis. Just like at night, you daven Maariv, you once again, you see the sunset and you identify this is all Hashem. And as you travel through your day, you're in constant going back and forth. Shemona Esrei has 13 blessings from Atachonin to Shema Kalalinu. We ask for your needs. So it could be in a marriage. You say, oh, you're going to the store? This is what I need you to get. Or, excuse me for using the cliche, if you're a stay-at-home mom and your husband's working, so you say, I need money for, and then you give a list of what you need. All these things are called bakashos. It's also a form of conversation. And then there's moments of praise where you just experience something beautiful and you want to thank Hashem for what happened in your personal life. You always have to be aware, as we say in Davening, Nisecha Shebechol Yom Amanu. Always aware that something happens, there's something good out, you catch that bus, whatever it may be, you find over here that parking spot, that one parking spot in Rochav Mendeley. I don't know why, I have this premonition there's a ticket waiting for me. I just do. It's a tradition with the OU Center. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, every time something works out, you say, Kosh Baruch Hu, I see you. There's a conversation with you and a Kosh Baruch Hu, and you realize that finding that parking place was Hashem talking to you. Actually, here, let's do this. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro. You notice I said Bidvaro with Kavana? Bidvaro. Everything happens with your Diborim. So in this, I see God is talking to me in this refreshing water over here. Okay, thank you so much. I really am upset that I am fleishigs, honestly. Just looking at that coffee, and it's hard for me to focus. Anyhow, so back to my point. Now comes David HaMelech, and I want to say something that's really, really important to understand over here. The next step is where we're going to go back to Har Sinai. I actually want to give you the Mar Makomos over here, because this is really, I teach NCSY rabbis. Every Thursday night, we learn together. I've been doing this for years. I give a Gemara Shir to staff members. So it's great for me, I prepare, and it's great for them, because these are my Talmidim. So we're learning Masechta Shabbos. And I saw a Gemara there that said, oh my gosh, this is so extraordinary. I need to talk about this. But really, it starts off with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet, where we see Eov. Eov is a person that suffered beyond belief. So there's such a thing in life called suffering. When we suffer, that's also Hashem talking to us. And I want to say the following comment. The reason why I'm so motivated to give this class, wherever I have a chance, I talk about Rav Huttner's statement, which I never saw in writing. I heard this from people, that he said that after the Holocaust, no longer did Jews suffer in the classic way that they used to suffer in exile, which is the persecution of non-Jews, Goyim killing us, or plagues, and all the other things that we've gone through. Honestly, that if you look today, I don't want to say, you know, don't get upset at me with this statement. Every single Jew that's been killed since the Holocaust because we're Jewish, it's approximately 5 or 6 days worth of Hungarian transports to Auschwitz. You just do the math. So what I'm saying is, Aaron Mabel says that the Holocaust, that was that horrible thing before Mashiach comes, of Jews being murdered. Rav Huttner said that before Mashiach comes, there's a different type of a pain. which is the pain of individuals going through stuff, going through personal pain. I thought about this during Corona. Remember Corona? Corona. Remember Corona? Corona was not like your classic plagues. It was an incredible thing, what happened over there. Your classic plagues, when you have Yisrael Salanta talks about when in Vilna there was it typhus? I can't remember what it was. Cholera. And everyone dies, you know, a tissue, we all fall down. Everyone died the same way. With Corona, every person had a different story. My wife had Corona. She is in and out. It was like a bad cold. I had it the same time as her. We were in the same sukkah together. It was just me and her, and sukkah is very romantic with Corona. And I couldn't breathe for about 6 months. I had friends. One of them had a mental breakdown. They said, yes, Corona. Another one suffered from vertigo. Ari Bonchek from Brooklyn. Some of you may know it. He had vertigo. Every people has their own little story. It's insane. Hurricane Sandy, if you remember that. My sister lives in Lawrence. She says every single building suffered differently. It's the stress of the prop. And every night I go home and I go through my WhatsApp and there's a whole list of tsaras. This one has problems with shidduchim. This one has happily married but now just found out that her husband is doing bad things. The next one can't raise their kids. The next one can't have children. And then the other one's got financial problems. And then there's all kinds of crazy medical issues, things I've never heard of. Mishpacha magazine has this awful column so that you can have more layers of anxiety where they come up with, okay, medical things that you didn't know you have. Do you have a tingling in your left nostril? This is maybe this is what we're living through. But people are going through these things. So listen to this Gemara. Eov, suffering terribly. The Gemara brings the pasuk with Eov. Eov is sharing his pain. And the Gemara brings the following words, and I just want to give you the exact quote. Here we go. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mikan Lukuvlana Minatera. Rashi gives three commentaries. The Marsha says the middle one is the one you need to memorize. Quote, Kishiyesh la'adam tzara yedi'ena l'rabim. A person going through pain, don't hide it. Share with other people. And I'm going to make an interjection over here. There are people that want to stay private. I respect that. I understand that. It's a different system. But the Gemara is saying this is not what you should do. The Gemara says you should share it with others. And then the Gemara in Shabbos, at the very end of the sixth parak, which I learned with my students, there it says that if you're walking down the street and you see a tree with a red mark on it, don't think it's something spooky going on. No. The owner put that red mark because he wants you to daven for his sick tree. I wanted you to think about how the Jewish people are supposed to behave. You walk down the street and you see a friend who has a sick tree. He's not sick. His children are not sick. He has problems with his property. And you just see that and you stop and you daven. I guess you have to find out the tree's mother's name and you start davening. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you from the Torah, gives a totally different verse. Leprosy. The leper, according to this version of the Gemara, says, the Pasuk says in Parashas Metzera, Tame, Tame, Yikra. So we always think, which is the way the Rambam learns it, that it's the Kohen God, the Kohen, screams out, announces that he's Tame. No. This is the person suffering, screams out to his friends and says, hello, Tame, Tame, Yikra. I'm Tame, daven for me, take care of me. I have to go now and have to leave the city and go to some horrible place. Don't forget me. Don't forget who I am. Don't forget what I'm going through. It's a cry for help. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuvlana, that is the correct thing to cry out for your friends and the problems that they're going through. So now I want to make my big statement, and this is basically why I'm standing here in front of you today. So I want to make sure I haven't missed out anything really important. Yeah, the Ben Ishchai, okay, I'll remember that, fine. No, I just wrote this up now, so I'm not, as normally when I give a class a few times, it just comes out. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure I fit everything in. Let's go back to David HaMelech. Once upon a time, the Jewish people were ki'ish echad b'lev echad. What does that mean? They're just like my body, so I have a nose, I have toes. They both smell. But the point is that somehow or other, they're interconnected through b'lev echad. The heart is pumping. to every single corner of their bodies. So we're on one person. The Jewish people are seen as one nation. After the Chet HaEgel, which was the Jewish equivalent of the sin with the snake of Adam and Chava, the Jewish people fell apart. And the Jewish people became distant from each other. And if Rav Huttner is right, before Mashiach comes, everyone suffers on their own, in their lone silence. And sometimes within a family, a husband and wife, the husband's going through his thing, and the wife is going through her thing, and they don't even know how to communicate with each other, and certainly not with their own kids. All I do day and night, unfortunately, because people come to me for advice, is I hear the stupidity of how people don't know how simple it is to share each other's pain and to help each other out, even if you can't help them. You can always, always, always do one thing, and that is to daven for them. And by the way, even if you can't daven, this is not my class, you can say, I feel your pain. You can call them up and ask them how they're doing. You can give them moral support. But I'm talking about tefillah. David and Melech on Shavuos shows us how to get back home. In real life, what is the number one thing that David and Melech gave us? On a practical level, what's that one thing that you and I are connected to David HaMelech all the time? Tehillim. Tehillim is the greatest gift that David HaMelech left us. It's a legacy that whatever you're going through, literally whatever you're going through, you'll find the expressions of Tehillim and you'll find the right words to say for whatever you're going through. I should know, because some of you know that I'm actually a miracle standing in front of you. If you remember, I was here a year ago with a cast over here. I slipped in a mikveh in Poland. It's a story for another time. And I cracked this bone, whoa, and then three times like a sausage being cut up into pieces. I actually have a bone sticking out. In our family, we call it the Ruchaim Kanievsky bone, because he told me to hammer it in and take care of it, which is what the doctors told me I needed, but I did not listen. Why? That's for another time. It was too complicated. It's another time. But one thing Ruchaim told me, start saying 10 prakim Tehillim every day. It's what he said to me. I'm not telling you to do this. If you say 5 prakim, that's also incredible. But it has changed my life. Because if I'm saying 10 prakim, my brain cannot just say words. I have to start understanding what I'm saying. I started to work on Tehillim. And I realized, where have I been this lifetime? Why have I not seen the beauty of his words? Why have I not seen the pain that he went through, how it resonates in what I'm going through? Lama Hashem tamad merachik. Hashem, why are you so distant from me? The emotions are raw and powerful. Comes along, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Shabbat says, all that emotion of David HaMelech, you should be saying for your friend. You should be saying for your fellow Jew. So now, the Beit Yishchai tells us that it's a special thing to say Tehillim, but he actually is to study Tehillim on Shavuos. It's what he writes. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just telling you the Beit Yishchai writes this. But for sure, we need to relate to what he's saying. Because we're going to have one day of Shavuos. Chutz Laaretz, it's 2 days, but here we have it one day. And then one day, you think about Tehillim, we're going to be saying Hallel. We're also going to be saying Psukkah de Zimra. You look at the words of Hallel, and you say, we have this gift. What are we supposed to be doing with this gift? And the answer is, David HaMelech is the one that takes us back to the Garden of Eden. He takes us back to Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. He takes us back to that moment where every Jew felt each other's pain because we were one. It's just not possible for me to have pain in this thing where the whole body is affected by that pain. That's where we need to get back to, and that's exactly what David HaMelech did for us. I will add that in the Parakim, in Tehillim, you also have ways of saying thank you. Or the Tov Lahodes Lashem as well. So when things get fixed, you also have Tehillim. But the point that I want to share with you today is that I'm asking you for the following favor. I'm asking you this Shavuos to accept the Torah, but say, this is not the way it's supposed to be. The Torah that we're accepting in 2023 here in Yerushalayim Meir HaKodesh is not the Torah we had at Har Sinai, because we're not Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We're not working for each other. Honestly, you can't fix the problems of the world, but we can all fix the problems in this room. If we, at this point now, are getting to know each other, to start to realize there's a lot of people in the same place, in the same city, going through similar things, it's time to get to know not just how to laugh together, but also how to feel each other's pain and to daven for each other. So you have in microscope what happened there at Har Sinai. David HaMelech Tehillim is your handbook how to do it. But he can't make you want to do it. That is something that the Festival of Shavuos has to make you aware that how important it is to get back there. So, okay, so I want to finish off and share with all of you that here we are as the Kertzefet is wreaking its havoc on our system as we speak, as we're going to notice that we have a tremendous opportunity over here. We so badly need to fix all the problems of Klal Yisrael, all the tzaras, all the pain, what everyone's going through. But we have the tools to do it. So this Shavuos, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, let's make that extra effort to become, if not Tehillim sayers, but at least people that feel each other's pain and daven for them. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to that we can recreate that Garden of Eden, recreate Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad with the coming of Mashiach Meher V'Yameinu. Thank you so much for listening. You don't have to clap. I'm not a performing seal. Thank you.